This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To get onto the road to wellness, start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. Well, this is real life, real life radio. I just have had a horrible sneezing fit, and I may have one more of them before we dig ourselves into or out of whatever's going on here. This is
time of year.
I guess it is, man. I didn't have any of this going on when I was in Ireland last week, but I'm sure getting it now. I have these. We talked about this when I visited with you. Jack Stockwell is here, Dr. Jack. And his clinic is an Anuka chiropractor in Salt Lake City, and also an expert when it comes to being a GAPS practitioner of the gut. Everything starts and finishes in the gut. His website, Forbidden Doctor, is all about the service that he brings to the community, the help that he brings to people. Fabulous doctor, fabulous individual. And so I think we'll start.
Wow, that's I'm going to have you be my personal PR man.
Well, I have been your PR man for a long time because I believe in what you do. All right, so here's what's happening. This is what's going on. I started about 4, maybe 5 minutes ago, as I was heading back into the studio, started to sneeze. And what happens every once in a while, and we talked about that when I visited with Jack and Mary, his wife, a couple of weeks ago, I have these sneezing, people call them sneezing fits. If you have them, most people when they sneeze 2-3 times, and that's it. And that's the norm with me as well. But every once in a while, I just keep going and going and going. And that's what I've sneezed 14 times in the last 4.5, 5 minutes. And so my voice sounds a little, not hoarsey, but influenced by all of the mucus that's in my nose that I'm blowing out and that sneezes out. Actually, what does come out? When you sneeze, what comes out? What is that that's coming out of your nostrils?
Well, your butt, actually, that kind of sneezing is actually a healthy thing.
Yeah, I know that. Your upper
respiratory is trying to clean itself out. The sinuses are trying to clean themselves out. Did you take any supplements this morning, your protomorphogens, the PMGs?
I haven't. I don't do that until I get off the air. I haven't taken any supplements.
Okay, because the PMGs can cause you to have a little histamine reaction. I took mine
really?
This morning.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that way you know they're working. And I sneezed just three times. Well, and I take some before I go to bed as well. That's true.
You know, also, Jack, sometimes when I get into bed, I find that I do this. If I'm really tired, like last couple of nights, I'm sort of catching up from the sleep change back and forth. And it was last night, I guess, I started to sneeze. But I do from time to time, really, when I get into bed and I turn the light out, I've read a little bit and I have my head in a good place, I'll start sneezing. And the whatever it is, it brings up lots of mucus and crap. But it is, you're right, it's cleaning your body out. And I wonder why it happens at that point. I guess I wonder why it happens at any given point, because there seems to be no measure of when that actually...
well, you have millions of nerve endings. You throughout this sinus mucosa, you have millions of nerve endings. And because of allergic material that we might pick up, especially this time of year when the trees and the grass and the molds and everything are starting to throw spores and everything else into the air, mm-hmm. We've developed certain allergic reactions to these things, and they will cause a buildup of fluid that lines the sinus mucosa, the fleshy material of our sinuses, our throat, our bronchi, the trachea. And because there is a slight buildup of fluid that is trying to trap these things from getting into the lungs, it causes this allergic response, which is to sneeze or cough or whatever else, to get this stuff back out of you that contains what this material has in it. Now, there's a certain aspect of autoimmunity that comes in here, too, because we all have autoimmune stuff going on today. Everything from vaccines to glyphosates to preservatives in foods to the stuff that's falling out of the sky from China factories, we're all starting to develop certain levels of autoimmunity, and our first exposure to this is either the skin or the lungs. Mm-hmm. And the lungs, obviously, we can't live without them, and they want to clean themselves out constantly. So we will, especially this time of year, start sneezing and coughing. I had a little bit of sneezing this morning myself, but I think it's because of the supplement. However, this is a perfectly normal thing. The time I get worried about a patient, I never get sick, Dr. Stockwell. Yeah. I'm the healthiest person I know. I never get sick. That's a very bad sign.
Some I might say, yeah.
Well, two or three times a year, your body is going to go into a detox. And it's going to use mucus fluids to clean itself out. And you may think you're sick. If you're not burning up with fever when this happens, you're not sick. The body's just cleaning house. And this is one of the times of the year when it's particularly active to do this
all
thing, which you're experiencing.
You see, here around where I am, all the tulips are coming out of the ground, the daisies, the daffodils are growing just crazy fast. A lot of moisture in the ground, the warm temperatures in the 60s, and it brings this stuff out. And I know the pollen when it comes. There's a sheet, another month from now, there'll be a sheet of yellow all over everything. And, you know, you breathe that stuff in, it's got to have some impact. So I think it was a good lesson. I wanted to share that with folks as we get started in this hour of Good Day Health. Find the podcast that Jack and I have put together for you. You'll see all the podcasts. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com. Has one of your family members suffered from heart disease or had a heart attack at the early age of 40, 50. If that's the case, you may be 20 times more likely to have heart disease yourself before you get to the age of 50. Let's listen to this warning from Andy Solomon.
Do heart attacks run in your family? If so, you or your loved ones may have familial hypercholesterolemia, or FH. Up to half of those with this inherited condition will have a heart attack before they reach middle age. Dr. Maria Sophocles with the FH Foundation has more.
90% of those who have familial hypercholesterolemia are unaware they're at risk. The condition causes very high cholesterol, specifically LDL or bad cholesterol. Without treatment, half of men and one-third of women will have a heart attack before the age of 50.
The good news is FH is treatable, and you can live a long, healthy life if you catch it early and maintain proper treatment.
If you have a family history of early heart attack, it's a good idea to get tested for FH. It's so serious that children as young as 10 years old may need medication to reduce their cholesterol.
You can learn more about FH from the American Heart Association at heart.org/FH.
Calitrin, the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it. The ingredients in Calitrin are so healthy. The active ingredient is collagen protein. So maybe you give us a little insight into the chemistry here of how this collagen protein that we were talking about works to help us lose weight.
Well, it uses that collagen protein to help heal and rebuild tissue, and that's in everywhere from your joints to your muscles. And when it goes to your your muscles, it revs up your metabolism. You know, when you're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, you burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. When you give it time to work, you're going to see the inches come off and then the pounds come off.
Here's what you do. In order to get this, there's a great special deal on right now and a free shipping combo with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It's the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell and the forbidden doctor image that he has. You got a lot of podcasts there that help you. There's a story that I wanted to pursue with you as we get into springtime. People are doing their dieting. And there's a report that I saw focused on what medical quote-unquote experts say when it comes to people who diet just to change the image of their body. There is a warning here. Don't blindly follow the eating habits of people who say they diet so that they will look better. There's a vegan wellness Instagram poster named Lonnie Jane Anthony, has 400,000 followers, and she talks about the process of cutting out animal products from her diet and eating uncooked fruits and vegetables and all the candida. I was told yesterday, by the way, and I didn't know this when I saw you, that I have candida. Does that surprise you?
No.
Because
no
of
offense,
the sugar.
With your dose of ice cream at night, even though it may be a couple times a week, if you want candida, you want to eat sugar. That is the food of candida, and candida is just a horrible fungal growth.
Causes lots of burps and
well, not just that. These little colonies that will grow up in the gut actually project these projectiles that grow out of it that pierce the gut and get into the abdominal cavity and grow colonies throughout the entire body. They can get into the brain. The gut is just part of it. They can get through the sinus passages. And when you see some dead deciduous material in the woods and there's mushrooms growing on it, that's what's happening inside of you when you get a candida infection.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't guess I have an infection, but I have the elements of it. And that's what she was actually the woman that I saw reading some of the stuff I told you about when I saw you. I was getting some of these tests done just because I always want to go to whatever lengths with you. I'm going to see Ken this weekend.
Oh, good.
Heart stuff. I want to know what's going on in my body, whether it changes what I do or not. It might. I found that I have an allergy to cashews that I've been eating forever. It was a test for allergies, and it was done using fecal material that I haven't had tested for years and years and years. And I also showed her the stuff that you and Mary did while I was there. She was very impressed. She hadn't really seen some of that stuff before, but we compared the results of what you and Mary did in your testing to what was shown through the tests that were done, a breath test and fecal material and that sort of thing. And really, they were very similar, frankly.
Well, good.
And it's just a way for all of us to keep ourselves focused. A lot of people won't go to the crazy lengths that I do to find out what's going on, but really the bottom line is you need to know what's going on in your body. Dr. Jack, Dr. Doug, 21 After on Good Day Health.
contains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus now on their latest podcast, because we not only have a podcast at Good Day Health that features Jack, but on his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, latest focus podcast number 166, if you're keeping track, is something to do with informed consent. And we get back into the unvaccinated and vaccinated debate. How do we bring us into that? What are you educating people about here?
We've had many podcasts on this subject. The latest one is they would have told us, right? I mean, if the water in Flint, Michigan had been full of lead, they would have told us. If asbestos caused mesothelioma, they would have told us. If lead paint, on and on. Cigarettes caused cancer, they would have told us. No, they don't, because there's a lot of money behind it. I mean, there's billions behind it. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying that we're pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine. We are pro-informed consent. Before you do anything to your body that you're not completely 100% familiar with, or your children's body, you should be fully informed in advance so you can make a decision whether to proceed or to turn it down. Even the smallest of medical procedures, you're going to have to sign an informed consent that says, yes, I'm aware of the risks. Go ahead and do it anyway, because I think I'm better off having this than not having it. But vaccines do not, by FDA decree, require informed consent. Mm-hmm. They do not have to inform you of the risks and the dangers, as well as what they perceive to be the benefits. They don't have to do any of this stuff. You just line up and get your shot. For Pete's sake, you can walk. You can. There's drive-by flu vaccine shot places now. That people who do not know the difference between any kind of nutritional balance or emotional balance, the digestive balance inside the body, the immune system, anything else, they're just standing there with a hypodermic ready to plunge chemicals into your body. All we're saying, and that's what this podcast is about, is that you should be fully informed of what's going on. If you don't want your child to get chicken pox, if you don't want your child to get measles, and you should be told up front, well, you're risking serious dysregulation of the immune system by doing this. But if that's what you want to do, okay, fine. Move ahead and do what you feel you as an American are free to choose and do. But at least know up front the benefits versus the risks. And there are risks that they don't tell you about.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I find the continuing focus on the vaxxers and the unvaccinated and the anti-vaxxers. I think it was last week or the week before when there was conversation about a GoFundMe move to remove all the anti-vax campaigns from GoFundMe. And, you know, who says, and they talk about bad science, and my note on the side of the story was, who says it's bad science? Where does that come from?
Yeah.
They've been convinced, though, at GoFundMe to stop all, any kind of anti-vaccination campaign stopped.
Well, more and more people are refusing vaccinations for themselves and for their children. Mm-hmm. An interesting study showed the more read, the more well-read, the more intelligent people are, the less likely they are to do this. There are several other countries that have loads of research on this, the dangers of aluminum, the dangers of mercury. The FDA in this country will not fund it.
Mm-hmm.
But in China, France, Israel, England, Germany, they are in, especially Italy. Italy is cutting way back on vaccines before the age of three because they know the dangers of these things. But in this country, the FDA has got the big shield to protect the vaccine industry.
Yep. When we continue here in a few moments, I want to talk about this judge who says that in New York, you can't ban unvaccinated children from public places like schools. That's how crazy this is getting. We continue on Good Day Health, 28 past the hour. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calidrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has lit a political firestorm, admitting that the administration has discussed the idea of moving migrant detainees to cities that protect illegal immigrants. He wants to bring a change to the immigration policy.
California certainly is always saying, oh, we want more people, and they want more people in their sanctuary cities. Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
California is home to several sanctuary cities which refuse to cooperate with federal immigration officials. The president's position appeared to catch DHS officials off guard. Critics say the president is using migrants as pawns to go after political opponents. Democratic presidential contender Pete Buttigieg has blasted Vice President Mike Pence's cultural and religious conservatism. Pence said they used to have a great working relationship. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Continuing on with Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell here from ForbiddenDoctor.com. He and his wife have a fabulous clinic in Salt Lake City. So we're talking about vaccinations. This is a frequent theme of ours here on this program, whether it's Jack or Ken. The latest here, talking about the anti-vaxxer campaign. All of these things really, really, really kind of get down to the nitty-gritty of personal choice, in my mind anyway. So here's this judge, Jack, in New York, who said, well, actually, he blocked a ban on unvaccinated minors in public places like schools. This is Rockland County, New York. The ruling came in response to a number of lawsuits that were filed by local parents that alleged that the ban was beyond the county's legal authority. Remember, this has become a very controversial thing, whether to have your children vaccinated or not vaccinated. The ban went into effect last month, was meant to stop or influence a measles outbreak that started last fall. The outbreak began when an unvaccinated resident of the county exposed to the disease on a trip brought it back. Since then, the county's confirmed cases 170, and as you can imagine, the news media has gotten a hold of this, and I'm scared.
Oh yes.
What happens?
Yeah, well, we're treating measles like radiation poisoning. I mean, this is utter nonsense. And because the vaccine companies are losing ground on this, they have pulled out all the stops.
Yeah.
Remember, 20 years ago, there was 1 in 10,000 children diagnosed with autism. Here in the state of Utah, for boys, it's 1 in 23. This is coming from somewhere. And even with the children who get damaged by these things, GoFundMe now will not allow their representation on their website. You cannot sue a manufacturer. You can sue GM. You can sue General Mills. You can sue your next-door neighbor. But you cannot, by law, sue a vaccine company because your child was damaged by the vaccines.
And that's because of the power, sheer power of the influence, the members of Congress who I have long said need to be wearing jackets like the people on the NASCAR circuit that shows you who's paying them to get reelected. And you sure know the drug companies are big time influencing the elections.
Well, the two biggest are the drug companies and the energy companies. Those are the two biggest lobby groups in Washington. Mm-hmm. And they shell out hundreds of millions of dollars in reelection campaign money all the time. And so, you know, you want to keep your job, your cushy job there in Washington. You have to be beholden to the stickers that you're going to be wearing on your jacket to show you how much, where it's coming from and how big the sticker is as to how much money they're giving you. And parents just say, all Mary and I are saying, especially in our podcast, is parents need to be informed that there are risks with these kinds of things. If your child is damaged, you cannot sue the vaccine company. The government has paid out over $3.8 billion to parents who have had vaccine-damaged children through the vaccine court. And even then, you have to initiate claims immediately when you see there's some kind of a trouble with your child, where your child was perfectly normal, and then all of a sudden, as most parents say, they were gone. They wouldn't look at us, they wouldn't talk, they wouldn't move. They knew that something had happened within a week or two, if not immediately following the vaccine. Now, there are people out there who say, oh, well, we got all these vaccines and there's nothing wrong with us. Well, look at the cancer rate. Look at the degenerative disease rate. Look at the autoimmune disease rate that's exploding across the country. More research needs to be done, as other countries are doing for their citizens. More needs to be done in this country, but the FDA simply and the NIH will not fund it.
Nope. Now, so the next page on this comes from a listener who sent this note along. Erica says, why do I need shots for pneumonia and shingles? Lady says she's 67 years old. She has a happy life. She was told by her doctor last year that she needed to get a flu shot, and then she got sick. And then he said to me, the pharmacist where she got the flu shot says you need to get a pneumonia shot and a shingles shot. Do you think they are advisable? So, more vaccine questions.
If you go to a car salesman because you're looking for a car, that car salesman is not going to give you what you want. The car salesman is going to push what he wants you to have. You walk into a place that makes money for these kinds of things, they're not going to sit there and say, well, you probably ought to get a shingles, but you got to realize most of the people who get shingles later on in life got it from the vaccine, but they're not going to tell you that.
See, I did not. I did not have a vaccine. I had Epstein-Barr in my system from an event that took place in 1988 when I became deathly ill on a cruise in the Mediterranean that really set me back. I was sick for months and months after that because I got so sick my immune system went kaflooey and I got the Epstein-Barr, which is mononucleosis and shingles and chicken pox and all that other stuff. When you get it into your system, it never goes away. I've had... Since then, when I was a kid, I did have chicken pox. I had a chicken pox shot, but I got shingles as an adult in my forehead after all of this stuff, and it always comes when my immune system is at its weakest. So, when somebody suggested I get a pneumonia shot, did I get it? Yep. Did I think about it afterwards? I think I told you that I got it. Shortly after getting one, I talked to somebody, I think I told you this, who had just gotten pneumonia, was in the hospital for 10 days, and she'd had a shot 2 weeks before. So either my immune system is so strong that the pneumonia shot didn't affect me, but I must admit, I didn't have you around to coach me, and it wasn't fear, but I had just known somebody who died of pneumonia. Because most people actually, whether you know it or not, die from pneumonia. That's the most common cause of death in the country. So the drug manufacturers say, okay, we'll manufacture a pneumonia shot because everybody knows that a lot of people die of pneumonia. Maybe we'll sell a few. Yeah? Is that it?
We live in a community of bugs. But you can't see them because they're microbes. Yeah. And we have inside of, I have Epstein-Barr in me, but I don't have any Epstein-Barr symptoms because of the strength of my immune system.
Right.
I probably have everything that I have ever come in contact with inside my body with antibodies fighting it right now that are so strong, I do not have any E. coli, for Pete's sake. Yeah, there are many strains of E. coli. Our guts are full of microbes, most of which are defending us. They're producing B vitamins. They're producing enzymes. They're producing chemical signaling messages to keep us alive so that they can stay alive. And when there are problems with malnutrition or problems with other kinds of environmental factors, some of these bad bugs can get an overgrowth. You go get a blood test. Oh, yeah, you've got Epstein-Barr. Oh, yeah, you've got Lyme disease. When our bodies bring these things into us, our bodies get rid of these things on a level of consciousness we're not aware of. But it's the power of the immune system that's inside of us. And when these things get out of balance, we get sick. When they're back in balance, you can be exposed to almost anything. But when it's in balance, you will not get sick.
All right. Well, maybe another reason for us to take the symptom survey that you offer free of charge at ForbiddenDoctor.com. When you hear us talking about some of these things and you say, oh, yeah, I had that problem. Or, oh, yeah, I wonder if I get some more information. If you take the 4-page symptom survey that you can get at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you'll know after taking it, due to a consultation you'll have maybe for a half hour or more with one of Jack's staff. Sometimes Jack even talks to the folks who do the symptom survey, so you can find out what's going on in your body, what you lack, what you need, where you go to find it. All those good things come as a result of you finding out what's going on with your body. Take the symptom survey at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Here's a question. Yeah, it doesn't cost anything. If you lack the energy to tackle everyday problems, and you want to lift something, you maybe aren't in shape and you're trying to get back into shape, a lot of people in that circumstance after the winter, you want to see an increase in your drive and an increase in your performance, I have the solution for you. One of the things you learn as you get older is it's harder to stay in shape just the way it is. Jack will tell you, I'll tell you, keeping up with your daily routine. If you work at the office, Jack's at his office 10, 12 hours a day. I'm working in my various pursuits 12, 14 hours a day, and I sometimes don't pay as much attention as I need to my system, to my musculature. Now, thanks to Nugenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, I am feeling better, and you can feel better. Whether you're not able to focus at work, you feel exhausted if you go to the gym to work out, you're not performing in the sack like you used to, that's the bottom line here. Nugenix gives you high levels of testosterone that play an important part in helping you, as a man, an adult, preserve your energy and your performance. Nugenix will maximize energy, increase lean muscle mass, and boost your libido. Wellness will be restored, and now you can revive your confidence, boost your energy. So let's get at it, especially when you find out that you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix free. Yep. Compliments of the house, if you will. Nugenix. All you have to do to get the free bottle is to text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. That's FORCE to 321-321. Be on your way to a more confident you. Just text for a free bottle to FORCE, 321-321. That's what you text. Text FORCE to 321-321. Get that free bottle.
This report is brought to you by Bausch & Lomb. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive eye condition that impacts central vision and is a leading cause of vision loss in adults aged 50 and older. To support the estimated 16 million Americans living with AMD, Bausch & Lomb created SightMatters.com, a new educational online resource. The new website features personalized tips and tools that will help patients with AMD learn how to create an action plan to manage their condition and offers them the opportunity to join a supportive online community of others living with AMD. Although there is no cure for AMD, there are steps that patients can take as part of a plan created with their doctor to help reduce the risk of AMD progression. This includes getting a comprehensive dilated eye exam once a year so they may catch the condition early on. For more information on AMD and to create your action plan today, visit www.sightmatters.com. www.sightmatters.com.
If you're getting bored with dinner options, you don't like unhealthy fast food options, you don't like to order in, here's some great news from Martha Stewart. She's doing a free taste test, and you can be the beneficiary. Yep, Martha's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, that's for sure. There are 18,000 recipes you may choose from. The menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. So let's go to Fork. Text the word Fork to 246-810. That's right, Fork to 246-810. Get your free meals now. Text the word Fork to 246-810. Good Day Health with a focus on cannabis. Dr. Jack and I talk about cannabis. Dr. Ken and I talk about cannabis. There is a growing body of evidence to support the use of medical marijuana as an adjunct to or a substitute for the prescription opiates that are now a chronic problem in our country. If you're trying to treat pain, doctors have been for the last 10, 15 years prescribing more and more and more of these opiates. When in fact, now that cannabis is being legalized, one of the reasons it's being pushed is because it really doesn't have any side effects. Certainly not like the use of opiates has for patients in a clinical setting. Cannabinoids, I like to say cannabis, are proven to help you if you're trying to get off of the opiates. Novel research suggesting cannabis may be useful in the treatment of problematic substance abuse, like the opioid problem, which killed 70,000 people in our country last year. The findings of the research suggest that increasing safe access to medical marijuana will reduce the personal and social harm associated with the addiction, especially in relation to the growing problematic use of these pharmaceutical opiates. So the pharmaceutical companies are fighting this, as you can imagine. There's not a lot of regulatory oversight by federal governments. Community-based medical cannabis dispensaries, very successful in supplying patients with safe sources of cannabis within an environment conducive to healing, may be reducing the problematic use of these opioids and opiates. Something to think about if you are prescribed something like this by your doctor. Food for thought. The Good Day Health Program, Dr. Jack, Doug here together. Our podcast currently at gooddayhealthshow.com begins with a discussion about astronauts and the difficulties they have with their immune system. You can also, as we talk about tooth decay, how it affects your overall health, learn a whole lot in that discussion. Also in the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com from Dr. Jack, most recent one, a new study revealing sugary drinks linked to premature death in women. Sugar prevents the white blood cells from doing what they're supposed to do. And Dr. Jack then explains why heart-related problems are more likely to happen to black folks than to white folks. There are other things we talk about, the many benefits of Metabol and information about maintaining your good health in general, always a part of our Good Day Health podcast, the one from Jack most recently posted. Help yourself to that information. So I'm looking here at the kinds of things that are being done to enhance our well-being, new things being tried. Did you know the U.S. has performed the first organ transplant from a donor who had HIV? This was in Baltimore. I thought that was pretty fascinating, given the stigma attached to it from, you know, years past. But now it's something, you know, got enough drugs to clean the thing out. That's what happens. The drugs are an important factor in this.
Well, and the biggest risk with transplants is the blood. The problems with clean blood.
Yeah. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, as we continue our focus, it's almost legion, how we take health issues and examine them and help you with them, courtesy of our good doctors. Well, the good doctor here, Dr. Jack Stockwell, nuclear chiropractor from Salt Lake City, with a focus on the stuff you eat for breakfast. The question is, would you feed your children breakfast foods, cereals, that contain weed killer? How many people know that their cereal has weed killer from our friends at Monsanto? Glyphosate. Yeah, that's yummy stuff. Put that on your Frosted Flakes. They add a little extra. You got the frosting on Frosted Flakes, and then just for good measure, let's put a little glyphosate on top of them so they'll taste even better.
Well, that's some of these brands have more glyphosate in them than they do synthetic vitamins.
Ah, wonderful.
I went through a cereal production plant at one time up in Canada, in the Toronto area.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember exactly the name of the city. It was Kellogg's.
Yeah.
And I just took a tour with my family at the time. This is, my goodness, this is a long, long time ago. And I don't know if you've ever seen how cereal is made.
Yes.
But it's fascinating for two reasons.
Mean?
Number one, how there's no nutrition left in it when they're done.
And it's number two...
It's like pretty much everything else that's processed today. There's no value to it whatsoever.
Well, that's about it. I often refer to breakfast cereal as the least nutritious food you could possibly feed yourself, let alone your children.
Yeah.
But you've seen the most recent legal cases that have been settled. Massive, millions of dollars of punitive decisions against Monsanto for cancer cases. And this is just the beginning. There are thousands of cases filed against Monsanto because of their glyphosate causing cancer. Well, the World Health Organization, their international agency for research on cancer, has come out and said, hey, wait a second, this glyphosate causes cancer. You're not kidding anybody any longer. It causes cancer. The same thing we were going through decades ago about smoking and cancer.
Yeah.
You can't run from it any longer. You can only run for so long.
Well, you just have to wonder what the motivation is. Why are we trying to kill off the population? Honey Nut Cheerios, Quaker Oatmeal Squares. You can go through any number of Apple Cinnamon Cheerios. The bars that are supposed to be breakfast bars, the same stuff with them. And so the question comes from people listening, what do we feed our children? What do we feed ourselves for breakfast?
Well, the standard breakfast here in America for a long time was either whole grain, freshly ground up whole grains.
But you can't find that anymore. So what else?
You're going to have a hard time finding that without glyphosate. Or clean bacon and organic eggs.
Hard to find them either. You got to have organic. If it says organic, chances are it's likely to be. You got a better chance anyway. It may be somewhat organic.
If it's American organic. Now, the USDA doesn't fool around with this. In America, you can't get an organic stamp without a lot of trouble or a lot of effort on your part. Something stamped organic coming from another country, you got to be careful about that. But here in America, organic still means something. And when I say clean bacon, I mean bacon that came from animals that were not injected with
all kinds of hormones.
Hormones I'm not sure and antibiotics and all that stuff.
I'm not sure I agree with you.
Sodium nitrite.
The government has bastardized the usage of the term organic, but at least you got a better shot. So that's food for thought. Let's talk about omega-3s, the form that's best for you. Is it fish oil or krill oil? This has been a debate for a long time among people who have some nutritional knowledge. The solution is Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. And you get a free bottle from your friends at Purity Products. It combines ultra-pure fish oil, which is great for your heart, and krill oil, great for your joints. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 will work well for you, they'll send you your first bottle without cost. Free. So let's get fish oil and krill oil together. In a free bottle, call 800-355-1493 for your free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493. Use the code DJV. You get your free bottle. 800-355-1493. Get on it now. Free bottle from Purity Products. 800-355-1493.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.